And welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here in Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. And we got our devotional today. We skipped it the other day by accident. So we're going to look at Psalms 104:14. And it says, "He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and the herbs for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth." Yep, herbs are here for the service of man. And we should empower ourselves with that. And today we're going to do just that. We're going to talk about the younger brain. Now, research from Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health has published some findings on how to have a younger brain based on diet. And no surprise, they list the Mediterranean diet, which they report slows the aging process of the human brain. Apparently, too much protein will hasten brain decline, and the Mediterranean diet reduces the proteins. So the diet is also known for its anti-inflammatory benefits to protect the 3-pound organ called your brain. And you are what you eat, and science is proving that old wives' tale to be true. Let's look at the diet. So what does the Mediterranean diet have that can protect the brain? It's rich in omega-3 fatty acids, antioxidants, chlorophyll, and other nutrients. Antioxidants are in teas, like green tea is often the preferred choice. Being on the coast of the Mediterranean, the diet has a lot of fish and seaweed, the aquatic plants, and a lot of dishes with that. And it's known to help the brain age slowly. The research did get published in the September 2025 in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. And here's a quote from the article. It says, "Neurological conditions, including mild cognitive impairment and Alzheimer's disease, have been associated with a higher brain age gap, a brain that's older than would otherwise be predicted given a person's chronological age," end of quote. Well, let's look closely at the study. This research team at Harvard analyzed the data from 300 participants for about 18 months, and in the direct pulse trial study, the link between the brain and diet was unique. They used three diets. They looked at the standard healthy diet. They looked at a traditional calorie-restricted Mediterranean diet, which is low in simple carbs and rich in vegetables, replacing red meats with poultry and fish. And then the green Mediterranean diet, which included a lot of green tea and aquatic superfoods called duckweed. Interesting. Also, the Mediterranean duckweed contains many essential nutrients such as complete protein, amino acids, bioavailable iron, vitamin B12, and also polyphenols. So the research shows this nutrition assists with regulating blood sugars, regulation of your liver cells and regeneration of them, and helping to manage weight. Now, the participants had their blood analyzed. It was monitored for certain proteins that age the brain prematurely. According to the Journal of Clinical Nutrition, September 2025, they said this, "We found that those protein levels decreased in participants who followed the green Mediterranean diet." And also, this is a quote from Anat Mir at Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, who said, "Studying the circulating proteins in blood allows us to observe in real time how the brain's aging processes are influenced by lifestyle and dietary changes. This helps us to reveal biological changes long before symptoms may appear. By mapping these protein signatures, we can gain powerful new insight into how interventions such as diet may help preserve cognitive function as we age," end of quote. Now, there was this other study. According to a medical science, we can actually make our brain age faster and create premature cognitive disease with poor lifestyles. And according to the research at the Public Library of Science, here's the lifestyle that will age the brain. Lack of regular exercise. The brain is geared to regular physical activity and fitness routines, or certain areas of the brain can shrink. Sitting too much or too often will thin out the medial temporal lobe, and this area of the brain is linked to emotions and is associated with other areas that involve memory and cognitive function. Also, brain shrinkage can trigger a decreased blood flow, affecting the connections between brain neurons. Brain inflammation can also result in this affecting the nutritional elements getting to the brain. Also, a lack of proper nutrition to the brain can lead to mental health problems such as depression, and addictions to substances can also affect the brain and how it receives nutrients and circulation. Bad diets rich in junk food and convenience foods are also known to age the brain. High blood pressure, diabetes, and heart disease is often a result of these poor diets. Well, let's look at a diet that stops dementia. So the research at the Alzheimer's and Dementia Association reported on diets and studies in the Journal of the Alzheimer's Association, and they stated the Mediterranean diet is an intervention that can reduce the change of the developing brain's disease by 53%. And this diet is known to help prevent heart disease, diabetes, and cancer, and they listed brain-boosting foods to consume. And these foods they recommended were green leafy vegetables and other vegetables, berries, nuts, fish, beans, poultry, whole grains, olive oil, wine, but in moderation. And interestingly, they suggested that we avoid these foods: red meats, foods with high fat, cheese, fast foods, sweets, and pastries, because they can cause arthritis. Also, addictions was listed. Foods that are not healthy for us, drugs and other addictive substances, will also age the brain, like alcohol, tobacco, street drugs, and some prescribed medications. So physicians at Johns Hopkins University conducted a large-scale study of 62,000 people involving brain scans from ages 9 months to 105 years. So analyzing the brain scans, they found that there is what is called brain age acceleration, and it was more evident in people who abused alcohol and used cannabis. They also stated that the brain age acceleration increased the risk of mental health conditions, and researchers at Rutgers found that even moderate alcohol, consuming moderate alcohol, they said, affected the hippocampus area of the brain, affecting learning and memory by 40%. Smoking also is a problem for the human brain. The University of California stated, we double our risk of getting Alzheimer's disease if we smoke. And also, they also addressed anxiety. So there's an increase in anxiety in our society today, and it robs the body and mind of being able to relax. And it can take the physical body up to 20 minutes to release tension out of the muscles. Stress, tension, and anxiety deprive the body of releasing the tension. And this affects sleep, appetite, energy level, sex drive, and mood. We must be careful not to allow occasional anxiety to become mild anxiety, which can lead to nervous breakdowns. Anxiety ages the brain and can promote memory problems or advance us into Alzheimer's disease. Lack of sleep will age the brain, and those over the age of 55 must guard against the lack of sleep. Here's a quote from the Journal of Geriatrics and Journal of Social Sciences, August 2020. They said, it is shocking to see this decline in cognitive functioning among baby boomers after generations of increases in test scores. What I'm seeing is this decline in all groups, men, women, across all races and ethnicity, and across all education, income, and wealth levels. That was Dr. Hull Shang, Ohio State University. Well, let's look at the brain herbs. Yeah, let's look there. For several years, science lately has been looking at rosemary for improving memory. According to some studies, just smelling rosemary improves memory. Research on rosemary has been reported that it can offer a 75% improvement in memory. Ginkgo biloba is also known for helping memory. And the secret to these herbs is to pair them with circulatory herbs and send them to the brain area. So your circulatory herbs will take your rosemary and ginkgo to the head region where it can work. That's the secret if you want to use ginkgo. This is Susan Farr. She's at St. Louis University School of Medicine. She says this: we found that the compounds in herbs can reduce deficits caused by mild cognitive impairment, which can be a precursor to Alzheimer's disease. Our research suggests these herbs extracts may have benefit on altering the course of age-related cognitive decline. Okay, and then I want to read a quote. This is from James Joseph, PhD, University, U.S. Department of Agriculture, Human Nutritional Research Center at Tufts University in Boston. He said, it appears that compounds found in fruits and vegetables, including walnuts, provide the necessary protection to prevent the demise of cognitive and motor function in aging, end of quote. Well, we're almost at the end of this segment, but let's talk a little about brain trivia. We got a little brain trivia for you. The brain weighs about 3 pounds. It's made up of 75% water. The brain gray matter is the area that contains about 100 billion neurons. Also, the white matter of the brain is where the dendrites and axons are, and this is the network that carries the neuron signal. There are approximately 1,000 to 10,000 synapses per neuron, and everyone is considered pretty much a fathead since the brain is made of 60% fat. The brain is the organ of the body that feels no pain because there are no pain receptors. And for this reason, this is how brain surgeons can operate on patients while awake without causing pain. And why headaches if no pain receptors in the brain? Why do we have headaches? Well, science says the pain is from pressure that skull muscles and skin sense, as well as pressure in sinus cavities and neck muscles. The pain signals travel of neurons called nonceptors from these areas to your brain. Now, our brains can live about 6 minutes without oxygen before it dies. And according to the studies involving New York children who ate lunch devoid of artificial ingredients and preservatives, they increased their IQ by 14%. In 2003, there's a study in Discover magazine. They reported that if we eat fish once a week, we reduce our risk of dementia by 30%. And if you wonder why you can't tickle yourself, it's because your brain knows the difference between unexpected touching and your own touch. And when your ears ring occasionally, you thought it was your ear tuning itself up for hearing purposes, but it's actually your brain doing the sound check. Now, if you fight with your spouse over the thermostat in winter, it is because those who feel the cold more have more sensitive channels that send a cold signal to the brain. And when you laugh, it requires 5 different areas of the brain to work. Kind of explains a lot why some people have no sense of humor. And lastly, the average number of thoughts that you experience per day is 70,000. So we have power. Yes, we do. We have the ability to avoid the cognitive decline with foods, spices, and herbs, regular exercise, of course. And a neighbor of mine just turned 100, and she eats like her ancestors from Italy, and she has a sharp mind and is enjoying life. So if you would like some assistance with some brain herbs and other herbs, call Apothecary Herbs. They have this wonderful brain concentrate with the rosemary and the ginkgo. This will get more oxygen-rich blood flow to your brain. Now, they also have Body Foundation food mix with an excellent vitamin, mineral, amino acid, and protein mixture. And it's a supplement. It's powder. You add it. It's plant-based powder. You add it to smoothies or juice, anything you like. It has lots of chlorophyll. That's important. So Apothecary Herbs has herbs for better sleep, anxiety, and to help you stop smoking, too. Give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. International numbers 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. Website, thepowerherbs.com. Request their free product catalog. And also sign up for the free newsletters that go out each week. Keeps you up to date on medical research and your options and the wellness area, the functional medicine approach. Well, I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.